my name's Elizabeth, and today we are going to read The Little Mermaid. And who is this sitting right beside me?
Elijah.
And this episode is sponsored by Ordinary Sacramento. Mm-hmm. You can check out Ordinary Sacramento.
Mm-hmm.
Elijah. And at Instagram, if you haven't. Oh, and make sure to tell your parents this. At OrdinarySacramento.com, and you can see life, beauty in the ordinary. And let's, time for a story. Let's get reading! Once upon a time, a little mermaid named Ariel frolicked below the ocean. She loved to explore sunken ships and look for lost objects. She called to her friend Flounder, the yellow fish. "Come on, Flounder, I'm sure this old boat has lots of human treasure aboard. I'm not going in there, it's spooky. Don't be such a guppy, follow me." When Ariel swam inside the ship's cabin, she discovered a fork. "Oh my gosh, have you ever seen anything so wonderful?" Ariel swam to the water surface and found her seagull friend. "Scuttle, do you know what this is?" she handed him fork. "Judging from my expert of knowledge of humans, it's obviously a dinglehopper. Humans use these babies to straighten their hair."
"Thanks, Scuttle. It's perfect for my collection." And with that, Ariel dove down excitedly back underwater.
Soon, Ariel arrived in an undersea grotto where she kept her treasures from the human world. She hid her collection because her father, King Triton, forbade merpeople from having any contact with humans. That night, Ariel saw some strange light shimmering over the ocean. She and Flounder swam up to investigate. "I wonder what that." At the surface, they found Scuttle flying over a large sailing ship.
"Some celebration, huh, sweetie? It's the birthday of the human they call Prince Eric."
Forgetting her father's rule, Ariel peered impatient at the young man on the deck. "I've never seen a human this close. He's very handsome." As she watched Eric's advisor, Grimsby presented the prince with a birthday gift. Meanwhile, far beneath the ocean, the wicked sea witch Ursula used her magic to spy on Ariel. Ursula was bitter because King Triton had banished her from his kingdom for her evil doing.
My, the daughter of the great sea King Triton in love with a human. This headstrong, lovesick girl may be the mind king to revenge on Triton.
On the surface, a sudden storm whipped across the ocean. The prince took charge. "Stand fast! Secure the rigging!" Without warning, a huge bolt of lightning struck the vessel. Ariel watched him in horror. "Ariel's been knocked into the water! I've got to save him!" When the raging storm swirling around her, Ariel desperately searched for Eric. "Where is he? If I can't find him soon..." "Wait, there he is!" She took hold of Eric and using all her strength, managed to pull him to the surface. As the storm calmed down, Ariel dragged the unconscious prince to shore. "He's still breathing. He must be alive." Just then, a crab named Sebastian scuttled across the sand. He was the king's music director and advisor. "Ariel, get away from that human. Your father forbids contact with him, remember?" "But Sebastian, why can't I be part of this world?" And she sang about longing to be with Prince Eric forever. Do you remember the song?
No.
It goes like, "What will I be? How long can you are? What will I see? You wanna see them dancing? What will I be? Smiling at me?" could be part of your world, what would I give if I could live out of these waters? What would I do? Spend a day warm on the sand, better on land. They understand that they don't reprimand the daughters like young women, cause they ain't swimming, you're ready to stand. That's the song, okay? I wonder what will happen. Will the king know? Well, let's find out. Back in the king's palace, Triton noticed Ariel floating along as if in a dream. Suspicious of his daughter's behavior, Triton summoned Sebastian. The crab told him the truth about the shipwreck and the prince.
Ariel's in love with a human?
King Triton went straight to Ariel's grotto. How many times have I told you to stay away from those fish-eating barbarians? Humans are dangerous, but Daddy, I love Eric. But King Triton would not listen. Raising his Triton, the Sea King, destroyed all of Ariel's human treasure. Then he stormed off, leaving the little mermaid in tears. Whoa, poor Ariel. That must have been sad. As she slipped up to Eel, slithered up to Ariel and said, "Don't be scared. If you recommend someone who can help you." They told her that they had been sent by Ursula, who could use her powers to solve Ariel's troubles. Ariel was so upset that she followed the eels to Ursula's den. The sea witch offered Ariel a deal. "I'll grant you three chases a human to win your prince. Before sunset on the third day, you must get him to kiss you. If he does, he's yours forever. But if you don't, he'll be mine." Ariel took a deep breath and nodded. Sea witch smiled devoutly. "Oh yes, I almost forgot. We haven't discussed payment. I'm not asking much. All I want is your voice." She's kind of mean. Ariel agreed, and Ursula completed the spell. The evil witch captured Ariel's voice in a seashell locked in and turned the mermaid into a human. With the help of Sebastian and Flounder, Ariel used her new legs to swim awkwardly to shore. She wrapped herself in an old dog sail. Then she saw Prince Eric walking toward her with his dog, Max.
"Down, Max! Down, Max!"
"I'm awfully sorry, Miss." Ariel opened her mouth to answer, forgetting that her voice was gone. Eric helped her for to her feet. "Well, it's the least I can do to make amends for my dog's bad manners. Come on, I'll take you to the house and get you cleaned up." The following afternoon, Eric took Ariel for a row bite across the lagoon. Sebastian knew that Ariel had only one more day to get the prince to kiss her, or else she would become Ursula's prisoner forever. So he been conducting a sea creature chorus on the moon. "Come on and kiss the girl, the music's working." As the prince bent toward her, the boat suddenly tipped and they both fell into the water. I wonder who did that. Do you know who did that?
She?
Yeah. What's her name? I say Ursula. From her ocean lair, Ursula saw them tumble under the lagoon. "That was too close for comfort. I can't let Ariel get away that easily." She began conducting a magic potion to help transform her into a human. "Soon, Triton's daughter will be mine." The next next morning, Scuttle flew into Ariel's room. The prince has announced his wedding. Ariel's heart skipped a beat at the thought that she had won Eric's love. But when she hurried downstairs, she saw him introducing Grimsby to a mysterious dark-haired maiden. Vanessa saved my life. We're going to move Mary on a board on a ship on Sunset. Ariel was heartbroken. Who was that imposter girl that Ariel had suddenly fallen in love with? A while later, Ariel and her friends were watching the wedding ship leave the harbor. Suddenly, a shuttle crash landed beside them. When I swung over to the boat, I saw Vanessa's reflection. In a mirror, she's a sea witch in disguise. Flounder helps Ariel swim toward the ship as fast as possible. They arrive just before sunset. But before Vanessa could say, I do, Scuttle and an army of his friends attacked her. Ooh, this looks funny. Look at the picture. There's some birds flying between her. She doesn't want to get snapped. And that Scuttle is pulling on her neck. And a seagull is throwing water on her. Starfish are all on her. Another seagull's putting water on her face. Birds are chirping at her. Eek. At the scuffle, the maiden seashell crashed into the deck, freeing Ariel's voice. Eric sounds the prince. Oh, Eric, I wanted to tell you, Ursula grinned. You're too late. The sun has set. As Ariel felt herself changing back into a newer mermaid, Ursula pulled her back into the water. King Triton confronted the sea witch and made a deal with her. Take his daughter's place as Ursula's slave. Instantly, he lost his powers and turned into a helpless sea creature. Ursula became queen of the ocean. Wow, she looks big. Just then, Prince Eric threw a harpoon at the sea, was trying to stop her. But it simply grazed her arm. Ursula snatched up the king's powerful trident. You little fool. All of a sudden, Ursula turned to an enormous sea monster and shared the waters into a deadly whirlpool. Several old sunken ships rose to the surface. This pink suckled aboard one of them and plunged into the heart prow through the sea witch, destroying her. The mighty force sent Eric flying into the ocean, but he managed to swim ashore before collapsing in exhaustion. King Triton was transformed back into Merman and regained his powers. Moments later, the unconscious Prince lay on the beach, and Ariel perched on a rock and gazed at him. King Triton and Sebastian watched him from afar. She really does love him, doesn't she, Sebastian? The king wanted his daughter to be happy, so he waved his trident, and Ariel was once again human. The next day, she and Prince Eric were married aboard a wedding ship. As they kissed, the humans and mer people set up a joyful cheer. Ariel and Eric set off into the sunset, knowing that they would live happily ever after. That end. Thank you for watching our show. And little baby Lysie here is sleeping. And little baby Lysie, I can take a picture of baby I'm Lysie. And baby Lysie is very cute. So goodbye. Hope you liked our show.